you know, when you see those people like Michael Jordan or people you look up to like Martin Luther King or just people who are just like legends, you know, in history, like they really found, like they're really self-aware of who they are and what they can bring value to the world. And that's what they did. You know, a lot of people don't even take the time to find out what they can offer to the world. A lot of times they're just like a mouse on a treadmill, you know, just running, like running the same wheel over and over, like living the same lifestyle over and over. And they don't even take the time to see why they're here on earth, like see what value they can bring to others in the world.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Guys, in this episode, my friend Martin Mitri, who's also a host of his own podcast, Humans 2.0, interviews me, and we talk about my story, my journey into entrepreneurship, how I left medical school to pursue online business and social media full time, and just kind of sharing about my own journey, how even though I'm not there where I feel like I've made it and I'm very successful, even though I'm not there yet, I share my story and my journey of how I was able to, you know, believe in myself, take a chance on myself, and what I felt like would be fulfilling for me instead of just chasing after, you know, money and chasing after things that would only provide me with physical things, material things. So, I kind of share a lot about my mindset as well, the way that I think, what I value, and just why I even started social media in the first place, and my personal Instagram, ray.on. So I hope you guys learn a bit more about me, my story. And I don't know how you guys came across this episode, but you know, this shares more about who I am as a person, and you know, it shares that I'm a real human being just like you guys, whoever's listening. And I just want you to be able to relate with, you know, just my struggles, my journey, and to know that you're not alone, whether you feel alone or not, that you're not alone in your journey. And it's just, you know, we're all in our own journey to finding what would make us happy, what would fulfill us. And I hope this episode helps you get a step closer to that. And then also, you know, I have my free ebook on growing your Instagram. Check it out. It's in the description in this episode. And also, I'm going to be sharing some more details on my 3-month coaching to help you network with influencers and also grow your Instagram and presence online. So yeah, check that out. And also, if this podcast has been helpful to you, please leave a review on iTunes. So thanks guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Mark.
Hey everyone, how's it going? This is your host, Mark Metri. I got to talk to Raymond On about him following the traditional route and then breaking out of the mold, dropping out of medical school, and pursuing his dreams. Now, Raymond is the host of the Social Ray podcast. He's grown over 600,000 followers on Instagram and really deep diving and consulting for people all around the world. And he actually manages over 3 million Instagram followers in very, very competitive industries. Raymond and I both have a podcast, and I think we both have a lot in common. And I think you will really relate to Ray if you happen to be in your 20s and you're really trying to understand what is out there for you. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would highly appreciate it if you went on iTunes and you left a 5-star review. It helps the show grow a lot, and I'd appreciate it. Thanks. So Raymond, how do you spend your time here on planet Earth?
Yeah, it's I've never been asked that before, but I basically, well, right now my main focus, my podcast, to interview entrepreneurs, social media influencers who are, you know, changing the game, making a difference, following their passion, and you know, I feel like their purpose in life. And how I spend my life on planet Earth is, so I did a lot of basically like soul searching and a lot of figuring out like how I want to live my life, because you know, all throughout our life, we're told, you know, you should do this or be that and just make money, you know. But I wanted to do something that's fulfilling and something that I would want to do. And so I was in medical school studying to be a chiropractor, and my uncle's very successful. And so, you know, that path was really, you know, I guess a no-brainer if I just want to make easy money. But, you know, and my dad's a dentist, and my mom's in acupuncture, herbal medicine. So kind of, you know, my whole family had that medical background, and like a lot of Asians. But, you know, I didn't really find happiness or passion in what I was studying, or, you know, thinking about what I was going to do, which is, you know, get a lot of loans, you know, study something that I don't really like, and then, you know, see that, you know, all that time and money is just gone. Like a huge portion of my life is gone because of that. And so I started researching online how to make money online, and I came across a guy named Pat Flynn who's, you know, really transparent and shares how he makes money online. And I started to, you know, learn how to build websites, do affiliate marketing and ads. And then I stumbled onto social media, which was, you know, that was before Facebook bought Instagram. And I got onto Instagram and started learning, you know, the ins and outs. And now I've grown over 600,000 followers and managed a couple million followers with some friends. But, like, you know, it was just basically how I spend my time is figuring out, like, what am I here on earth to do? And, you know, what would be a life worth living, you know?
Yeah, and 100%.
So, yeah, pretty much, like, you know, my whole college days, junior high school days was just trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. And just,
I think that's I think that's super interesting. Like I have so many friends that are like on the whole medical school path and whatnot. And when you were in junior high and you were trying to figure that out, did you know that you didn't want to be a chiropractor, but you felt like you were on this path? Or like now do you know that, but you just didn't feel it at that time?
Now, like doing what I'm doing, like having met all these successful entrepreneurs and, you know, people like basically designing their life, you know, Tony Robbins says, you know, so many people are just living their life, existing in their life, like surviving, but they're not creating the life of their dreams. You know, they're just going with the flow and,
default mode.
Yeah. And so it's just, you know, for me, I just was really unhappy studying something I didn't like, and, you know, I didn't feel fulfilled, you know, and so I just went off on my own to find my own path in life. And, you know, I, you know, came across self-development, and, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand, entrepreneurship, self-development, because the more you grow, the more you could grow your business and whatever you're trying to do with your life. So, you know, I started, you know, educating myself through podcasts, and that's why I started a podcast, because podcasts were a huge way for me to see, you know, these other people who are doing things with their life, as opposed to a lot of people I was living with just around me. They're just kind of going with the flow and just kind of staying in that humdrum lifestyle and just not really living that, you know, that life that's exciting and fun and full of life, you know? And so I was, I just went off on my own, and, you know, I tried many different things, but, you know, I didn't give up, because, what drove me was a desire to find what would fulfill me and make my life fulfilling for me. You know, at the end of the day, I'm doing it for myself, because no one else is going to do it for me, you know? So
100%. Yeah, that's really interesting. I kind of started this podcast for basically the same reason. You know, it's like we're living in this time where, you know, you can talk to, you know, potentially like some billionaire across the planet. You know, we have technology that kind of enables that. And, I think just the, not necessarily the benefit of having a podcast, like for the audience, but the benefit of actually running a podcast and talking to all these people, I think is pretty awesome. And, I'm glad you did that. So when you were leaving medical school, were you kind of afraid? Were you thinking like, oh man, I'm about to go into like this new area of my life. I have no idea what's about to happen. Or were you like totally confident, totally like straight out?
No, when I was, you know, I literally just had to make a decision. I came to the point where I was doing social media and, you know, doing, you know, school, and I just couldn't do both, or I knew I was just dividing my time and my attention. So I just decided to go all in without fully knowing what would happen, you know, and I just kind of trusted myself and trusted God and just kind of like just put myself out there. Cause, I realized if I never take this opportunity now, it might never come again, or I might, go into the drift and just do, school's always going to be there, but taking a chance and, venturing out into the unknown it was scary, scary because there's no certainty, right? If you go to school, 100%. Then there's certainty of, job. But even that.
Or you think there's certainty.
Exactly. Your perception of certainty. So, I really had no idea. But I just knew that I didn't want to be where I'm at anymore. And I just wanted to do something different. So I just put myself out to learn Instagram, network with a lot of influencers and just never stopped, it's a lot of work, but I'd rather put that work into figuring out what I want to do with my life than just do something I know I wouldn't be happy doing,
Yeah, for sure. That's really where we all want to be, really. I think kind of like what you said, if you just think of a pros and cons list of going to school versus doing something else, it obviously depends on the person, but there's a lot of cons with school, and just like you said, you can always go back to it, not necessarily, you can't necessarily go back to this, even though I think you could. We all know that, but it's just we have this fear, the illusion of certainty, for making this one decision. And especially if our parents are involved, our family, our friends, in our society, that's kind of what you do. You go on this path, you get out of high school, you go to college, and then you go to whatever it is, grad school, medical school, and then you'll finally be happy, right? That's the goal that we're all being sold to, when in reality, there's so many different pathways that you can take. And you're a prime example of that, Raymond.
Thank you, man.
Sweet. Yeah, man. So you grew over 600,000 followers and you're doing all sorts of different social media management. Why did you, before you got started in social media, what was the thing that was that seems interesting?
Well, for me, it was just I'm seeing people make money just on their phone, basically what I wanted was that easy lifestyle, I guess, but it's not so easy. It takes work. Everything takes work. And I just thought, I wanted freedom. At the end of the day, that's what I wanted, freedom. The freedom to manage my time and my life the way I want, instead of having someone tell me what to do, And so, I just started learning, networking, and I've just been able to meet some really amazing people, and including yourself, And a lot of it was through social media, actually. I connected with a lot of amazing people through social media, and I know people think social media disconnects us, and I think it's really how you look at it and how you use it, because there's a lot of garbage on social media, that's for sure. But instead of running away from it and hiding and being like, oh, that's too dirty or nothing good happens, why don't you be the difference? Why don't you be the change? And so with my personal Instagram, right on, I'm putting out messages that are building up people, empowering people, and because we need more of that. And there are people who do that, like Think, Grow, Prosper. He has 3 million, and I actually interviewed him on my podcast early on. But it's just if you don't see something you like, then change it. Don't just run away from it, but change it. Same thing for your life, your relationships, your family. If there's something you see that you don't like, don't run away and say it's hopeless. Do something about it,
Yeah, for sure, dude. Social media, it's an amplifier. It's a tool. If you're a crappy person, you're going to be a crappy person on social media. And, I think our minds just always focus on our negative bias. But, in reality, I think social media is, I think it's really just the start of the internet. And I think that, whether you, as long as, there's absolutely horrible things on social media. There's absolutely, people that are abusing it and whatnot. And, But I think ultimately it's being used for good. And just like you said, you know, like if you have a positive message to spread out there, you know, put it up on your Instagram story, you know, make it, start a podcast, do something that's good, because, you know, I kind of like noticed this trend, and like kind of like at the beginning of the internet, when things were, you know, more or less anonymous and people had like usernames and stuff like that before it was like your first and last name. The trash talk was a lot worse, but I feel like now people are understanding what social media actually is. And I, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk says that social media is just slang for the internet, for the current state of the internet right now. And yeah, that's what I think it's all about. Like social media, it's a huge, huge tool that we really all should be using if you're not already. And the majority of people spend their time looking at their phone. So from like a business influence standpoint, it's where you want to be.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, this is where all the attention of the next generation is going to be. And so if you're not using it, you're going to miss out or be left behind. You know, you could see the trend with Amazon, like all the brick and mortar businesses are kind of dying out. Like, even like Toys R Us and all those, you know, like huge stores. But now it's like, if you don't catch up with the new trends and the new ways that people are, you know, buying and putting their attention, then you're going to just be left behind. So yeah, definitely, I think it's only going to grow. So you should apply yourself to learn it.
Yeah, for sure. So Raymond, so what did you, how'd you build up your followers to 600,000? Cause I don't even have 4,000. So I'm like trying to learn how to do this. And I feel like a lot of us know kind of like the straightforward things like posting and whatnot, but, you know, I don't want to throw in any assumptions in there, cause I could be totally wrong. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. So basically, you know, first of all, you need to start with content before you even, you know, before you even think about growing your page, because people are going to stay on your page because they like your content, you know? And so basically, you know, I knew that early on from managing and growing pages. So, you know, I started with quotes, simple, like black and white quotes. I actually grew my page using viral posts, which were like inspirational and positive. And then I made it viral because of the networks I have and stuff. And then I grew it, and then I converted it slowly to my personal page, so people started to know who I am, you know. And so, you know, a lot of people buy followers and stuff, which you can to some extent, but like, you want real followers. So I just started everything organically; they're all real. And then I started putting out content that resonated with me and my values and what I believe in. And yeah, so it's like a reflection of me. You know, every post, every thought, everything I post is something that I'm okay with posting because I believe in that, you know? And so, my page, I actually had a personal page, but I scrapped it and made another page once I started my podcast. And the main reason was to drive traffic to it. So you got to know like what purpose you want your page for, because a lot of people mix different content with like their personal, their business. So make sure you have a consistent theme. And, you know, mine is about empowering people, inspiring, and like, you know, just learning together, because I'm not like there at my peak yet. You know, I haven't reached success, you know, in my eyes, but it's just like, you know, think about what you want to share. What message do you want to share with the world? Because if you don't have a message to share, like, why would people follow you? And a lot of people follow like big fashion accounts and whatnot, but I wanted mine to be more meaningful and like kind of like speak to people, especially like when they're in a place where I was, where I was lost and confused and looking for answers, you know? And so just trying to empower people and let them know they can achieve whatever they put their mind to, if they really put their heart and mind and soul into it, you know? And so, like, first of all, content. So having like clean images, don't have it messy, have it clean. And make sure that, you know, someone who doesn't know you would follow you. So that's why I use black and white quotes, because, you know, even if you don't know me, if it's a quote that resonates with you, then it resonates, you know? And so, and I sprinkle it in with my own personal picture so they know it's mine. And my story is kind of, they know that it's me. And so, you know, by now my audience like knows me and like, you know, I put myself out there, but it's definitely a process. And I would just say like your content, make sure if someone else who doesn't know you looks at it would want to follow you. And if you know, you could ask someone, an honest friend, or you take a look at your own page and see, you know, if I wasn't Mark Mitri or if I wasn't Raymond On, would I follow this page? And if the answer is yes, then keep on going and see what works, you know. But if the answer is no, then you got to rethink your content strategy and how you're really putting yourself out there. And then after you got the content down, then you can get shout outs from other pages, or since I have like bigger pages, easy for me to network, but you can get shout outs from big pages, or, you know, use your other social media traffic to drive it to you, or collaborate, you know, like even podcasting is a way of collaborating. You can, you know, shout each other out. So, So
that's really interesting. So when you're trying to collaborate with people, are you just DMing them on Instagram? And like, what do you say? Or like, what, you know, or is the better route to kind of like be friends with a bunch of people and then just like climb your way up?
Yeah. So both, you know, there's some people who just want to strictly do business. Some people who are open to having like a longer term relationship. So, you know, definitely just reach out and just a lot of it is networking and time. You know, a lot of people don't want to spend the time to network, but I literally spent every day networking, like, you know, 2 years ago when I first started, and every single day on my phone, just messaging people, like talking for hours even, you know, but like that's how I was able to meet the people that were able to get me in groups and stuff like that. So it is a lot of time commitment. So first I would say, you know, think about how you can bring value to them, obviously, you know, because not everyone who has like 100,000 or even 1 million followers has everything together. So, you know, some might need video editing or logos or, you know, something, and just see how you can, you know, provide value to them. Because a lot of people just reach out and just say, "Yo, give me a shout out." Obviously, those go ignored. But really, like, create like a genuine relationship, and not just like to use them later on, but really to like learn, you know, just to learn. And so, just come from like a humble mindset and just an open mind to learn and just don't be afraid to reach out. You know, if I was afraid to reach out, I would have never interviewed people like Randall Pitch, who runs Live Fit Apparel, which is a pretty big brand. And, you know, people like Luxury World Traveling has like over 2 million followers in the luxury travel niche. But now they're like good friends of mine. And, you know, it's just you develop that over time. But just come from a genuine place and open heart and open mind.
Yeah, for sure. That's fantastic. You know, it's not about like, you know, like the simple, like the hacks and whatnot. It's about, you know, actually using, you know, this app on your phone as a human engagement platform, you know, because like I feel like some people, like they just want to know like, okay, what message can I send them exactly for them to say yes to me? And they're trying to like fill in they're trying to check all the boxes. And, you know, that's really not the way you're going to actually grow at all. So does all this stuff kind of stand the same in terms of content for Instagram videos? Because that's primarily what I post. I don't really post photos that often, but yeah, like, you know, what do you think is important for Instagram video?
So Instagram video, you know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of people, you need to make it stand out. So that's why people have like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk and Ty Lopez and those guys, they just have like a video with text on top and bottom with the white background, because that stands out on Instagram, and giving a little information about the video. And so make it pop, make it, you know, high quality, and, you know, make sure the content is good and like original, you know, because it could get reposted and it might even go viral, like Jay Shetty. I don't know if you follow Jay, but his motto is like, he makes wisdom go viral. And if you see some of his videos, like he does a really good job of, you know, using video content, using personal, you know, videos and just talking, but he's very engaging. And also his videos, are very like well formatted for Instagram. So take a look at Jay Shetty. J-S-H-E-E-T-T-Y. And yeah, just Lewis Howes and stuff like that. You know, just people you see on Instagram, people mm-hmm. growing. And just like observe, like watch from people who are killing it and just mimic that. And, you know, I've seen your page. You're doing that style of content, you know, but also make sure it's like content people would repost and kind of share. And, you know, just be creative with it, you know, put your own unique twist to it and just play around and then see what does well. And also, yeah, that's what I would say.
That's cool. And, you know, people talk about hashtags a lot and whatnot on LinkedIn. I mean, not LinkedIn, Instagram. I know it's important for people that are starting out because it's kind of the way that people can. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Yeah, so I know that hashtags are important on Instagram, especially for those people that are, you know, reaching out or starting out in the beginning, because it's a good way for people to discover them. I've heard like put your hashtags in the caption, put your hashtags in a comment below. Don't put any hashtags at all. What are your thoughts on hashtags?
Yeah, so hashtags before, you know, Instagram changed the algorithm. I mean, they're always changing it, but I know people would grow like hundreds just from hashtags, but now it's more limited and, you know, Instagram is more strict. So if you reuse the same hashtags, it might flag it as automation because Instagram's been cracking down on automation. So you can track, you know, if you're, you know, following people and if they see a pattern with that as well with your hashtags, then they can flag your account. I don't know exactly how they do it, but just make sure each hashtag you use is relevant and use niche hashtags. So by niche hashtags, I mean use like double word hashtags, things that are more specific. Because if you just use words like inspiration, motivation, there's so many of those, you're not going to stand out and not as many people will see it because it just gets pushed out because so many people are using it. So use those niche hashtags that are being used.
I see.
And but not used too often. And you can track that if you look at hashtags on Instagram and just make sure it's relevant to each post.
Well, all right. Yeah, that's interesting. I thought it was the exact opposite. Like I just thought like if you put up one of those hashtags, like whatever it is, motivation, inspiration, there's like a bigger group of people looking at that. But yeah, like the saturation of it.
Yeah, saturation. So like, you know, it gets pushed out and if you're not at the top post, like if you don't get a lot of engagement, it's harder to see too. So use those like two word niche hashtags. You're gonna have to do some research on that, of course. But yeah, that's something you wanna look at. And you know, I don't use hashtags a lot, but if that's the way you wanna go, yeah, do niche, make it relevant. And and yeah, so it looks genuine and it's coming from like a real person, you know, because a lot of people automate their posts. And first of all, you're not going to get, you know, quality followers because they know it's like automated. And it's just, you know, like your social media is like an extension of you. And a lot of people, business owners want to just try to, I mean, scaling it is fine, but like make sure you're a real person, you know, make sure they're dealing with the real person. Cause when they know that you're active on it and you're replying to the comments, responding to their DMs, and they know like, wow, this is a real guy. And there's not a lot of those people because so many people just want to automate it, you know? And so just make people know you're a real guy, that you care, and that just that your social media reflects who you are. Well, you know?
Yeah. That's a great point. It's, you know, social media, it's like a mirror for you. And there's, you know, all of the different social networks are changing their algorithm and whatnot, because I think they're trying to, you know, expose, you know, authentic human communication more and more. Those are really good points. Raymond, I want to start wrapping up here, and I want to talk about your podcast. What's been, because I know for this podcast, I literally learned so much with each guest on. What's been the, like, the most important thing you've learned from one of your guests from doing the podcast? And you know, maybe who's been the most interesting guest that, that you've personally enjoyed?
Randall, because I relate to Randall a lot. He
Raymond. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It cut out right when you started talking. If you could
So, you know, one person that, you know, everyone has been inspiring to me, honestly. Mm-hmm. But like Randall is one of the people who I was, first of all, I didn't really know him at the time. I just was offering to help with Instagram and was able to meet up with him. But, you know, he's really inspiring to me as an Asian American, and also just as someone who's like not afraid to be themselves on social media. You know, like, he doesn't put up a front. Mm-hmm. He doesn't try to act like someone he's not. And he's just, you know, because social media, people just want to portray like, oh, this all nice, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever they want. But Randall actually is living that. And, you know, his story, not a lot of people know his story because he doesn't share it all the time. But he grew up in Long Beach on food stamps with his mom. And, you know, he grew up in like this ghetto area where he even got his necklace stolen because someone put like a knife to his throat, you know. So he went through a lot of things, and he couldn't just stay at a place where he did nothing with his life. He needed to work and put in the work, or he'd just be stuck in that lifestyle, you know. And so, you know, he really learned on his own. He did it. He pretty much self-taught everything, and he learned design and how to reach out to manufacturers and everything. And now it's like an international fitness brand. And it just kind of followed like his gifts, his talents, and like kind of, I feel like, his purpose almost. It's like he was made for this, you know, and he's doing that. And, you know, when you see those people like Michael Jordan or people you look up to like Martin Luther King or just people who are just like legends, you know, in history, like they really found, like they're really self-aware of who they are and what they can bring value to the world. And that's what they did. You know, a lot of people don't even take the time to find out what they can offer to the world. A lot of times they're just like a mouse on a treadmill, you know, just running, like running the same wheel over and over, like living the same lifestyle over and over. And they don't even take the time to see why they're here on earth, like see what value they can bring to others in the world, you know? And exactly, so, yeah, Randall Pidge on Instagram. Just check him out, Randall_Pidge. And yeah, there's so many I could go on, but yeah, he's definitely someone who's inspiring and just someone who really made it because he believed in himself and put in the work and, you know, no handouts, and just really he's really a genuine guy, like really real. So I respect him a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome story. I'm gonna have to check him out. Raymond, where can people go to check you out and your work?
Yeah, so find me on Instagram as ray.on, A-H-N. On Facebook is Raymond On. This picture of me with my sister. I was looking the other day. There's like a lot of Raymond Ons. There's even a girl whose name Raymond On. So so just make sure it's me. And now my Facebook group, I'm going to teach people Instagram and social media and entrepreneurship and just things I've learned. I'm not, you know, I haven't scaled a massive business, but I can teach what I know. And so, yeah, you could DM me on Instagram or Facebook and I'll add you. And check out my podcast, Social Ray, on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud as one word, preferably iTunes or Stitcher. But yeah, Social Ray, one word, and should come up.
Yeah, no one really cares about the other ones. It's all about iTunes. Ray, final thing. So I asked my guests to leave the audience with a final self-inquisitive question that they can kind of ask themselves throughout the day, because I think that's one of the most powerful things that we can do. Do you have a question that you want to ask the audience?
Yeah, it's what Steve Jobs said, but you know, if today were the last day of your life, is what you are about to do, it's something that you want to be doing. You know, I don't think I got the exact words, but you know, basically, if today was your last day on earth, would you be happy with what you're about to do that day?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what it's all about, man. It loops back to the first question. How do you spend your time here on planet Earth?
Yeah, man.
Raymond, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the Humans 2.0 podcast.
Hey, guys. So I hope you learned a bit more about me and my story and my journey into entrepreneurship and social media. And like I said, I haven't made it, but I'm sharing my journey. And I hope this encourages you on your journey, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not, or whatever life path you choose. I just thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And also make sure to leave a review of this podcast, Social Ray, on iTunes. If this has helped you in any way, share it with your friends and family. And also remember that my free ebook is downloadable in the show notes. And I'll be sharing with you guys my coaching program, where I'm going to teach you how to network with influencers and also build your influence and presence on Instagram and online. So this is going to be my first time coaching this extensively and this in depth, but you know, it's going to be a really great time to get to know other like-minded entrepreneurs and influencers and grow your business and your life together. So check that out. Sign up for my ebook and also leave a review on iTunes. And thanks, guys, so much for listening. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.